פסוק פז, והיום שמעת ישמרו. The nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like Basa V'dam. Basa V'dam, in order to fill them up, there has to be room, there has to be empty, then you can fill her up, fill up the tank. Your tank is full, sir. There's no room for more gas. That's not the way it is when it comes to Torah, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Davka, if a person's full, then there's cheshek to hear more. Raw Kara de Avua has a single schmooze from the Rosh Hashiva this year been without the Torah of Reb Noach Zatzal? The Rosh Hashiva, every single schmooze, privately, publicly, my father Zatzal used to say, Baruch Hashem, that we were zochet to such a hamsheikh. After Avram, there had to be a Yitzchak Avinu that would go and continue the avoda of his important father. Ashreinu matov chalkeinu, that we have a Rosh Hashiva, and that Eisha Torah still and with renewed energy and with doubled energy continues to live the dream of our dear Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Livracha Reb Noach. How fortunate we are that we have the Rosh Hashiva of Yosef Hillel. Hashem Yishmeru V'Yichayehu, may he continue to inspire us with his Divrei Torah, with his example of Mesilus Nefesh, Baruch Kara D'Avua. Let's listen at this point to words from our Rosh Hashiva.
No, it's not easy to listen for so many hours. But when we speak on the Rosh Hashiva Zecheinu Livracha, I think we could sit not many hours, many days, and listen and listen. But still, we have a body. And I'll try not too long. I want really to get more lemaise, practical, where are we going from here? So I'm certain and short, I'm standing here and I'm speaking. I feel about three people in my life. My father. Yeah, he was a father, a normal father. He was a godlador, from the greatest in the generation. Even if I wouldn't be a son, I'm a Jew. And as a Rosh Yeshiva, a manig of Yeshiva Seish HaTeiro, and of the Kiruv, the biggest Kiruv movement, many, many Jews go according to his guidance. So I want to say, first of all, how is it, how was it growing up by my father's house. And it's all to teach us so really, it's a little bit difficult to remember when my father was in the house. He was more in Chutz La'aretz than in Eretz Yisrael. But sometimes we used to meet him. Also when he was in Eretz Yisrael and learning, sitting and learning like Reb Chaim Uri, Freund said, we always, when we got up, he was already away. When we went to sleep, he didn't come. I mean, we didn't meet him. But I think Reb Zelig Weinberg said, if we want to know what a father we had, he used to say it, in any shidduch, any engagement of our 12 siblings, he used to say, the Almighty was our father. He didn't have time to be our father. But still, we grew so much of him. I remember the strongest feeling in Emunah and belief in the Almighty I got when I was maybe 10 years old. It started much more before. When we grew up, 2 years old, 3 years old, used to every day ask us whenever he met us, who loves you the most? So he used to say, my father, my mother. No, who the most? The Almighty. That's how we grew up. 6 constant mitzvahs. We couldn't go out of the house. And that was really my mother. She should be real in Arichus Yomim. Every morning, before we close the door, 6 constant mitzvahs. So I remember when I was 10 years old, I don't know what age it was. I was young. So we had so many guests and my father was talking about the moon and always. So I asked my father, how clear is it to you that there is a God in the world? How clear? How much is it? Like there is... I didn't explain my question. Yeah, but is it like... there is Japan, or like the world is round, like he used to bring these examples. He said, it's clear by me more than 5, that I have 5 fingers. More clear than that. And I remember, Now you know, if we're Turk, his statement, 5 fingers clarity. More than 5 fingers. I don't know. What could be more than that? That's how we grew up in Bayern. And he lived with the Almighty more than what he had clear 5 fingers. He lived with the Almighty. That's the father we had. And there was so much to say, but the time. The greatness in Torah, like we heard of Reb Chaim Uri, he didn't know what does it mean to sleep. And also, I got it as a son, but I understood something. And I think this is something what goes through until the end, we'll see soon. I knew everybody knew Rabbeinu Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva of Mir, told me it afterwards. He used to sleep 3 hours in a day. 3 hours, that's it. That's it. And that was after his doctor told him in Eretz Yisrael when he was there, he told him, you're weak, you need to take more time to rest up, you need to eat better. And he learned in the Rambam, he saw the Rambam says that whoever wants to get Keser Torah, so lo yiten sheinu leino, you shouldn't give sleep to his eyes. So he turned around in 3 hours sleep. So when I was a young boy in yeshiva, went in Slabodka, I decided, I'll be like my father. I'll sleep only 3 hours. Okay, so it came 12 o'clock at night, and I'm falling asleep. So I go back and forth and trying to wake myself up. Okay, I pull another half hour. Okay, 1 o'clock, I fall asleep. Then I came home. I asked him, how did you do it? I mean, I thought I'll get used to sleeping less. And then, even though now I'm not learning when I'm up, but maybe I'll get used to sleeping less, then I'll use it for learning. My father said, no, you have a mistake. It needs to come the opposite. You need to enjoy your learning so much that you can go to sleep. If you practice not to sleep and then use it for learning, it will never go. You need to start the opposite. And that's how years and years. And we see it. Also, the Rosh Hashiva of Mir told me, when he understood something, and here I want to mention something what my brother Yuda reminded me in England, that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal used to say that there is out there in the world, there is places where they try to get the waves what's coming from out of space, and all kind of machines and all kind of, maybe we'll get some kind of wave. And if it would come a wave, all of the newspapers would be full. Wow, a wave came out of space. And what does it mean? And this will explain it this way and this that way. And the whole world would talk about it. The Rosh Hashiva Zatzal said, we have these waves. It's written in the Torah. Every word in the Torah is a wave that came out of space. It came through all the way up there. Take one word and walk on it. How much insight do you understand? And that was the Rosh Hashiva. He saw every understanding of learning, a wave of the Almighty. And that's why in the yeshiva of Mir, in the middle of the night, when he had a Rambam, what he didn't understand, and he was working on it, and he got a wave of up there to understand the Rambam, he got together all of the Bochim, and he started to dance. We got a wave of upstairs. That's how he was living. And that's how he built all of his Torah. Like Rabbi Berkovitz said, all of the 48 ways, each way is one word in the Mishnah. 5 levels of pleasure, everybody knows them. It's 4 words in the Chinuch, what's written, what's brought in the Mishnah Brura, second Mishnah Bira Loche. 4 words. How many books was written on 5 levels of pleasure? So there is some people, what they think on a nice lecture, and then they go and they look, where could we fit it in? Okay, maybe this word means that. No. He started the opposite. He took the Mishnah Brura, the Chinuch. What is the Chinuch saying 5 times? That loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than Oishel, Bonim, Ekovoid, Umemshala. What does he need to say? Four things. It's the greatest. Oh no, he means to say, yeah. Aisha, first level of pleasure. Bonim, second level. Kovoid, third level. Memshala, fourth level. And Avas Hashem is the fifth level. And that's how he did it. So every word of wisdom. And again, Rabbi Abrams mentioned that the Torah is given for all of the levels. Rabbi Chonon Wasserman said in the Chofetz Chaim that whoever reads the Chofetz Chaim, it's like reading Torah, like reading Bereshis. You have there some nice mishalim, some simple things for the young people. You have more understanding for the older people. And you have also for Rabbi Chonon Wasserman what to understand in the words of the Chofetz Chaim. The words of the Rosh Hashiva was for all of the levels. And I'll tell you, we have a problem today. Today we have a problem in the last year. We're trying to take out the 48 ways. We don't know to what level to take out. Simple level, second level, fourth level. Each level is something else. And here's a writer what he could write for this level. There's a writer for another level. And Bezrat Hashem will take out for all levels. But in his words was for all levels. That was his greatness. So he built Eish HaTorah. And as Rabbi Kupesmir said, to take responsibility. That's the word. That's the word. And again, I'm going back more than 30 years. I remember every student who came in, he used to ask him, it was then when Russia was closed, he used to ask them, and how many years do you think will be a third world war? Everyone. The most they say 20 years. Some say 3 years, 4 years. And he asked them, what are you doing about it? That's how he got boys, students, hippies, like they say, to be interesting, to take responsibility. And my father used to show that everyone within himself feels this responsibility. As he used to mention, if you ask someone, what are you doing for the Africans, for any other destruction in the world. So what does people say? They don't say, I don't care. They say, what can I do? Which means everyone feels, if I can do something, I need to do something. Everyone inside feels this responsibility. And my father awakened this responsibility. And he showed it. You could do. You could change the world. And he used to quote the rabbis, what they say, Chayev Odom Noima Bishvili Nivro Olam. A person needs to say, the whole world was created for me. What does it mean, the whole world was created for me, asked the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. Could you eat all of the steaks in the world? Could you drive all of the cars in the world? No, the world was created for you to change the world. And for each one of us. And he believed in the potential of each one. There isn't such a thing. Okay, he's a leader. He was born a leader. And anyone who came into his office for 5 minutes went out inspired, oh, I'm changing the world. And that's the message he gave us. So we continue in his mission. We need to remember, everyone, no one could say, no, I'm out, I'm different. Everyone could change the world. And the world needs to be changed more than 1,000 times. It was enough for everyone to make a change in the world. So a few points, how do we go about it? I was lately a few times in Chutz La'aretz. One time was in England, and Rabbi Abrams came to speak. We were so inspired. One time I was in another branch not long ago. I want to show two ways of looking on a picture and to see how the Rosh Hashiva used to look on a picture. One branch, we sat down with the people of the branch, people, what they want to do for the Jewish people. And they sat down and they said, okay, let's see how much money do we have. Let's hold accountable to the money. Let's make sure we have the money, and then we'll start to plan what could we do. You know how they did it in the UK? I'm sorry, I know Naftali Sheaf doesn't like I mentioned too much the UK. But over there they say, let's look different. Let's look, the world is collapsing. Think for yourself. There is only another 5 years to change the world. You don't know what will be in 5 years. If you would know you have only 5 years to change the world, what would you do? Let's make plans. Let's not talk about money. The money will come. I mentioned and the other branch that they brought up the mission of Mrs. Palatnik. We know she's bringing 600 women in the summer. So I asked, did she check her budget when she made this mission? When she decided what to do? She put the goal, I'm bringing 600 women. Now let's see where the money will come. That's the way to go about it. Don't think small. That's the way the Rosh Hashiva used to go about it. It's a Holocaust. Pull off people of the trains. Don't check how much money you have. Who cares about money? Does it depend on money? You ask all Kiruv people, they will say, more money, more Kiruv. My father used to use it sometimes when he used to talk to people about money. But he used to say, give me 10 men, I'll change the world. 10 serious men, 10 committed men. But more than that, and I want to finish with this, and we'll see it soon in the movie. He said, remember, we have the Almighty on our side. We have Torah on our side, wisdom that we could change the world. We have the Jewish people. What do we need? We need to want. We need to pray to the Almighty. He used to say, day and night, if the Almighty helps you, could you turn over the world? Sure. If the Almighty doesn't help you, could you move your finger? No way. So what are you checking? You have the ability, you don't have the ability. If you say you can't do something, it's smells there, apikosus, that you say, you know, one thing I could do, I could move my finger, but I can't bring back the Jewish people. What could you do without the Almighty? You could do something alone. And if the Almighty helps, you could do anything. So what's our job? To trust in the Almighty. To pray, to want. And as Rabbi Kupersmith mentioned, every night to give 10 minutes and to feel the pain of the Almighty. The more you feel it, the more you connect to the pain of the Almighty in the Jewish people, the more you will want it. And the more you will want it, the more the Almighty will give it to you. And if we're allowed to say, but not I said it, the Rosh Yeshiva said it. Rosh Yeshiva said, why didn't he succeed? He did so much. He was sure he would finish the job. I'm saying again, we can't measure the Rosh Yeshiva. But the Rosh Yeshiva, we'll see it soon in the movie, measured himself. And he said, maybe I didn't want enough. It's all the way up there, for sure. All the way up there. So how could we think that we will want more than him? Well, we need to know that we're adding on what he did. So if another little bit of wanting, of feeling the tzar of the Almighty, we could finish the job. And it's written, G'doylim tzadikim b'misoson yoysom b'chayeyem. The tzadikim are greater after they left the world. And once we was by Rav Shteyman, my brother Simcha, and Rav Shteyman said, people in a levaya, in a funeral, they say to the person who passed away, they say you should go and be a melech yesher and come in front of the Almighty and talk for your family and for all of us. Rav Shteyman said, he's now shaking. He's coming in front of the Almighty. He has this year in front of him. You're telling him, go and do and do and do. He doesn't know where he's going now. We know the Rosh Yeshiva went right into Gan Eden. But for sure, the second year, according to everybody, because the first year it's written not to go on the caver of a person who passed away, because still, the first year is not an easy year for anybody, according to his levels up there. But now it's starting the second year. So for sure, we could ask the Almighty, please, allow the Rosh Yeshiva to come in, to open all of the doors upstairs, and awaken Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, awaken all of the Gdolim, the Chofetz Chaim, and all of the Gdolim, what they talked, and they knew the situation of the Jewish people. And let us finish the job. And at last, he should be a Melitz Yesher for my mother, she should live long and be healthy, and the whole family, and all of the family of Eish HaTorah, and we should succeed to finish the job, bring back the Jewish people, and come back to Beis HaMikdash, b'meira b'yameinu, Amen.